الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يجمعنا على خير، وأن يرزقنا النية الحسنة. كنا أمس ننقل كلام أبي نصر القشيري ولم ننهيه. We were yesterday mentioning the statement of Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, and we did not finish this statement, as you remember. وكنا ذكرنا أن القشيري قال لو كان وصف الله تعالى يوهم بالقهر يوهم المغالبة لكانت الآية وهو القاهر فوق عباده توهم ذلك. We mentioned yesterday that Abu Nasr al-Qushayri said, had it been the case that attributing the attribute of al-qahr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the impression that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala went into a struggle before subjugating al-arsh, then the ayah in al-Qur'an wa huwa al-qahir fawqa ibadihi would have been leading to the same result. وقال رحمه الله, and he said, may Allah have mercy on him, لو كان الأمر كما تقولون لأوهم قولكم تفسيركم الآية استوى على العرش الرحمن على العرش استوى لأوهم تفسيركم للآية وقولكم إن الله استوى بذاته على العرش لأوهم أنه سبحانه وتعالى لم يكن مستويا بل سبق ذلك اعوجاج فيه أو غير ذلك ثم بعد خلق العرش استوى ذاته. وهذا لا يلتزمونه, هذا هم ينفونه المشبهة. فكذلك نحن ننفي عن تفسيرنا الاستواء بالقهر سبق المغالبة. He continued to say, and you claim when you talk about this verse, you, he means he's addressing those who liken Allah to the creation. So he said, you claim when you talk about this verse, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, that this refers to something pertaining of the self of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you claim that this is that this istiwa occurred for the self, or is how would I say it in English? This is not an easy topic to address in English. If someone doesn't know the Arabic language, it's not easy to address this topic in English. In brief, Al-Qushayri said, your statement would be indicating that this istiwa, according to your interpretation, would be something that occurred after the occurrence of Al-Arsh, because You claim that Al-Arsh is created. You say that Al-Arsh is created. And you claim that this attribute of istiwa has a meaning based on the existence of Al-Arsh. So your statement would be insinuating, would be giving signs that this attribute occurred to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala after the existence of Al-Arsh, which you negate. And likewise we say, then when we attribute Al-Qahr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this does not mean that this is a state that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala acquired after a struggle. Rather, we believe that this is an eternal and everlasting attribute. قال فالرب إذن موصوف بالعلو وفوقية الرتبة والعظمة ومنزه عن الكون في المكان وعن المحاذاة. He continued to say, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our Lord, is attributed with the highness that is in status, with the greatness, and is clear of being in a place or adjacent to a place. Or facing a place. It's better. Or facing a place. قال وقد نبغت نابغة من الرعاع لولا استنزالهم. نبغت نابغة ظهر أناس. من الرعاع من السفهاء. ظهر أناس من السفهاء يقول لولا استنزالهم للعوام بما يقرب من أفهامهم ويتصور في أوهامهم لولا أنهم ألقوا إلى العوام كلاما عن الله عز وجل فيه وصف الله بالأوصاف التي تخطر بالوهم التي يتصورها الوهم والأوصاف التي يحيط بها الفهم أي بأوصاف المخلوقات لولا أنهم استنزلوا العوام أي جروا العوام إلى النزول في الفهم بحيث وصفوا أمامهم ألقوا إليهم وصف الله بالشيء الذي يقرب من أفهامهم بالشيء الذي اعتادوا رؤيته والذي يتصور في أوهامهم لأجللت هذا الكتاب عن تلطيخه بذكرهم. قال لما كنت ذكرتهم في هذا الكتاب لأنهم كالوسخ ما كنت أدخلت ذكرهم في هذا الكتاب لكن شفقة على العوام من أن ينجروا إلى كلامهم أنا ذكرتهم ذكرت هؤلاء. الآن نذكر ماذا يقولون. He continued to say, nowadays, that is at his time, some silly people appeared and said wrong statements. They addressed the layman by saying about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by attributing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with attributes that can be imagined and attributes based on illusions. And because they did that, I mentioned them in my book. He said, otherwise I would not, if you want to translate literally what he said, I would not stain my book with mentioning them. But he means that because they are misleading the people, so I need to warn against them. This is why I mentioned them in my book. يقولون نحن هؤلاء الذين يذمهم القشيري يقولون نحن نأخذ بالظاهر ونحمل الآيات المهمة تشبيها والأخبار المهمة حدا نسبة الحد إلى الله وعضوا على الظاهر ولا يجوز أن نطرق التأويل إلى شيء من ذلك. يعني يقولون لا يجوز أن نؤول شيئا من هذه الأخبار لا الآيات ولا الأحاديث ويتمسكون على زعمهم بقول الله تعالى وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله كما ذكرنا قبله. قال وهؤلاء والذي أرواحنا بيده يحلف بالله الذي أرواحنا بيده يقول والله هؤلاء أضر على الإسلام من اليهود والنصارى والمجوس وعبدة الأوثان لأن ضلالات الكفار ظاهرة. الكافر المعلن الذي يقول أنا لست مسلما إذا تكلم بالضلالة بالشيء المخالف للحق لا يؤخذ منه المسلم لا يأخذ منه لأنه يقول هذا ليس مسلما فضلالاتهم ظاهرة يتجنبها المسلمون لا يأخذونها وهؤلاء أي المشبهة أتوا الدين والعوام تكلموا عن الدين وتكلموا مع العوام عوام الناس من طريق يغتر به المستضعفون من باب من طريق المستضعف الضعيف في الفهم ينخدع به يغتر به فأوحوا إلى أوليائهم بهذه البدع الذين تبعوهم أصغوا إليهم وأخذوا بكلامهم أعطوهم ألقوا إليهم هذه البدع الاعتقادية وأحلوا في قلوبهم وصف المعبود سبحانه بالأعضاء جعلوا في قلوبهم بسببهم صار في قلوب هؤلاء الذين اتبعوهم صار في قلوبهم وصف الله تعالى الذي نعبده بالأعضاء والجوارح والركوب والنزول والاتكاء على شيء والاستلقاء يعني على القفا والاستواء بالذات أي التمكن في مكان بالذات والتردد في الجهات الانتقال من جهة إلى جهة من فوق إلى تحت ومن تحت إلى فوق فمن أصغى إلى ظاهرهم الذي يأخذ بكلامهم ويوافقهم على الأخذ بالظاهر في تفسير هذه الآيات يبادر بوهمه إلى تخيل المحسوسات. الظاهر هو صفات الأجسام فيأتي وهمه يخيل له وصف الله بصفات المخلوقات بصفات ما يحس ما يدرك بالحواس وهي المخلوقات فاعتقد الفضائح. إذا فعل ذلك اعتقد العقائد الفاضحة الخبيثة غير الصحيحة فسال به السيل وهو لا يدري فيأخذه سيل الماء كان كالذي يأخذه سيل الماء وهو لا يدري أن السيل أخذه يعني يهلك وهو لا يدري. لذلك خطر هؤلاء أعظم من خطر الكافر المعلن لأن هؤلاء عندهم باب لخداع الناس أوسع بكثير من الكافر المعلن بحيث المسلم الضعيف في الفهم قد ينخدع لهم فيصير كافرا والعياذ بالله وهو لا يدري يظن نفسه ما زال على الإسلام. الله يعصمنا من ذلك. أبو نصر القشيري continued to mention to talk about these people who liken Allah to the creation. So he said, they say, these people who appeared at his time and mentioned that Allah is similar to the creation. Al-Qushayri copies their statement. He says, they say, we go according to the apparent meanings of the mutashabih verses. And we interpret the verses that are mutashabiha, that its apparent meaning gives the impression or says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the impression that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like in the creation, and the hadith mutashabiha, the mutashabih hadith narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, which its apparent meanings gives the impression that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is attributed with limits and limbs, we interpret all of that, they said, we interpret all of that according to its apparent meaning. And it is not permissible to make any ta'wil about the meanings of these verses and hadith. According to their claim, they adhere to the 7th verse of Surah Ali Imran, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, to say that no one knows among the creatures, no one among the creatures knows the ta'wil of these verses. We talked about this before. He continued to say that these people, he said, I swear by Allah that these people make harm to the Muslims much more than to the religion of Islam. They make harm to the religion of Islam much more than the people who say openly that they follow a religion other than Islam. Because these other people who are not Muslims, if they say any misguided statement, the Muslims avoid it. They do not take it, they do not accept it, because they know that they are not Muslims. As for those people who liken Allah to the creation, they claim to be Muslims, and they approach these matters of the religion and the layman in a way that can trick those who are weak in the knowledge of the religion. And by that, they teach them wrong and bad innovations that is pertaining to the creed. And they misguide them to believe in their hearts that the one who deserves to be worshipped is attributed with members, with limbs, with organs, with mounting, descending, leaning towards something, lying on his back, being established in a place, and moving from one direction to another. The one, he continued to say, the one who accepts the statement and follows the apparent meanings that they are suggesting, what comes to his mind is to imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the way, in the same way that one imagines things that are conceived by one's senses. That is, in the same way that one imagines the creations. And by that, he would be believing in very ugly beliefs, and he would be taken away from the straight path without him knowing that. Like the one who's carried by the flood without knowing that he's carried by the flood. هذا آخر كلام منقول هنا عن القشيري وهو صواب. This is the end of the statement copied from Al-Qushayri, and it is a correct and beneficial statement. قال المؤلف رحمه الله, the author said, فتبين أن قول من يقول إن التأويل غير جائز خبط وجهل. خبط يعني تكلم بغير علم وجهل, وهو محجوج. The author said, it is clear from what is mentioned, from the aforementioned, that anyone who says that it is not permissible to make ta'wil for the verses and the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at all is ignorance, is based on ignorance, and is based on ignorance. وهو محجوج يعني الذي يقول هذا الحجة قائمة عليه بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس اللهم علمه الحكمة وتأويل الكتاب. Anyone who says that is defeated, if you want to say, by the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyone who says that does not have a proof for his statement. Rather, the proof stands for the opposite statement. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made dua for Ibn Abbas by saying, اللهم علمه الحكمة وتأويل الكتاب, which means, O Allah, teach Ibn Abbas الحكمة, which literally means the wisdom, وتأويل الكتاب, and the ta'wil of Al-Qur'an. رواه البخاري وابن ماجه وغيرهما بألفاظ متعددة. هذا الحديث مروي بألفاظ مختلفة متعددة في البخاري وغيره. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari and others with different narrations. ولو كان يعني المؤلف رحمه الله لو كان التأويل حراما لما دعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس أن يعلمه الله ذلك. What the author means by his statement is, had it been that it is haram, prohibited to make a ta'wil, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have not made dua for Ibn Abbas to that Allah would give him the knowledge of that. Because the Prophet doesn't make dua for anyone to be given a prohibited knowledge, isn't it? So this is why he said the proof stands against the statement, not with it. قال الحافظ ابن الجوزي في كتابه المجالس له كتاب اسمه المجالس الحافظ ابن الجوزي. في هذا الكتاب قال: ولا شك أن الله استجاب دعاء الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا. The well-known scholar Al-Hafiz Ibn Al-Jawzi, in his book Al-Majalis, he has a book called Al-Majalis. In it, he said, after mentioning this hadith about Ibn Abbas, he said, for sure Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave or answered the dua, the supplication of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That is, Ibn Abbas was given this knowledge. تذكرون أليس قال ابن عباس أنا من الراسخين في العلم. You remember, didn't Ibn Abbas say, I am among those who are well rooted in the knowledge of the religion, because the Prophet made in the knowledge of the religion, because the Prophet made this dua for him. You remember in the verse it says that those who are well rooted in the knowledge of the religion, they know the ta'wil of these verses, because the Prophet made dua for him to be like that. وشدد النكير, شدد أي ابن الجوزي, شدد النكير والتشنيع على من يمنع التأويل ووسع القول في ذلك. In this book, Al-Hafiz Ibn al-Jawzi was very strong against those who prevent making a ta'wil. And he elaborated in a vast way about this issue. فليطالعه من أراد زيادة التأكد. Whomever wants to have more details about this issue, let him go back to this book of Ibn al-Jawzi and read that section pertaining to the section pertaining to this issue in his book. وتذكروا أن ابن الجوزي حنبلي. And remember that ابن الجوزي followed the حنبلي school. وهؤلاء الوهابية يدعون أنهم يتبعون أحمد بن حنبل. And these Wahhabis, they claim to follow الإمام أحمد. يعني فيما يوافق هواهم بزعمهم. Of course, in what they think it coincides, it complies with their statements. Otherwise, they go against what Ahmad said in other issues. But anyway, because they claim that Ahmad was a great scholar who had the proper belief and that they follow him, this is why the author copied several statements from Ibn al-Jawzi. لأن ابن الجوزي حنبلي وهؤلاء يدعون أنهم يتبعون أحمد بن حنبل في اعتقاده ولو كانوا يخالفونه حيث لا يوافق عقيدتهم, لكن يدعون أنهم يتبعونه ويمدحونه. لذلك أكثر المصنف رحمة الله عليه من النقل عن ابن الجوزي. إلى هنا واضح؟ Up till here, is it clear? I didn't understand well your question, if you don't mind. He said those who follow other religions, like everyone, all those who follow the other religions, what's the... Who told you? He did. Yeah, but let me ask you something. Is it a must every time if I talk about someone who follows, who is a blasphemer, to say, he's a blasphemer, he's a blasphemer? Is it a must? Then... I don't get that. Ali is trying to make me understand, but I'm insisting that I'm not understanding. Because they are following other religions. I mean, they? Well, did he say right religions? Sma, no. Listen. Allah Ta'ala قال في القرآن, Allah said in القرآن, قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. You have your own religion and I have my own religion. So, okay. في سؤال آخر تفضلي. قشيري أناس ما في أناس ظهروا في زمانه قالوا هذه المقالة. طيب نكمل. نعم تفضلي. مظبوط. لا بدكن تطنشولي لما انا بقفي شغلي بدكنت ما بقولي اياها, لما انتو بتعطوا الحصة اشرحوا مثل ما بدكن, لما انا بعطي بشرح مثل ما بدي. لا ما بس يعني الله يبارك بكم, الله يكرمكم. طيب قال المؤلف, احيانا كلمة بيكون هلأ ما وقت واحد يشرحها, والشيخ عبد الله كان أحيانا يكون عم يشرح كتاب 50 محل ما يشرحه. ليه؟ لأنه لا, الإنسان له مراد هلأ يخلص شيء بعدين بيرجع مرة تانية بيرجع بيحكي عن أمور أخرى, وإلا بيتشوش الشخص ويفوته الأصل أحيانا. طيب قال المؤلف رحمه الله, الآن انتقل المؤلف رحمه الله إلى بيان معنى آية أخرى متشابهة. Now the author moved to clarify the meaning of another متشابه verse. قال ومعنى قوله تعالى يخافون ربهم من فوقهم فوقية القهر دون المكان والجهة, فوقية القهر دون المكان والجهة, أي ليس فوقية المكان والجهة. كلمة فوق ليس كل مرة جاءت تكون بمعنى فوقية المكان. الذي لا يعرف لغة العرب قد يتوهم ذلك، أما الذي يعرف لغة العرب يعرف جيدا أن الفوقية تكون للمكان وتكون للمكانة وتكون للقهر، ليست الفوقية فوقية المكان دائما. The author said the meaning of the 50th verse of Surah An-Nahl, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, does not refer to being above with distance and direction. Rather, it refers to the highness of subjugating and controlling, the highness of majesty, if you want. The term fawq in the Arabic language means, yani it can mean what is above another thing with distance and direction, but it can mean also, it can refer also to the above or to the highness in status and control. And this is what's meant in this verse, as it is indicated in other verses, in another verse in Al-Quran. أليس قال الله تعالى وهو القاهر فوق عباده فالفوقية فوقية القهر. كذلك هنا. Just in the other verse that we mentioned previously, وهو القاهر فوق عباده. It is clear in this verse that the term فوق does not mean above in direction. Rather, it means the highness in status and control. And likewise in this verse. الله تبارك وتعالى قال في أتباع سيدنا عيسى وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة. هل معنى هذا أن أتباع عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام يركبون أكتاف الكفار؟ ليس هذا معناه، إنما معناه علو المنزلة. الله تعالى said about the followers of Prophet Isa عليه السلام وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة, which means I will make those who followed you above those who blasphemed until the day of judgment. The term above, فوق, which means above, does it refer here to the direction? Does it mean that the followers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, they went on the shoulders of the blasphemers, for example? It does not mean that. It refers to the highness of status. Likewise in this verse. طيب. ومعنى قوله تعالى وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا, ليس مجيء الحركة والانتقال والزوال وإفراغ مكان وملء آخر بالنسبة إلى الله, ومن اعتقد ذلك يكفر. هذا سبق الكلام فيه. The meaning of the 22nd verse of Surah Al-Fajr, وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا, does not refer to that Allah تبارك وتعالى would come on the day of judgment from one place to another, and that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will empty one space to fill another, to move to another, because moving, emptying one place, filling another, is something that does not befit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And anyone who attributes Allah with that would be a blasphemer. فَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْحَرَكَةَ وَالسُّكُونَ Allah Ta'ala is the one who created motion and immobility. وَكُلَّمَا كَانَ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الْحَوَادِثِ And everything among, every attribute among the attributes of the creation. فَلَا يُوصَفُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْحَرَكَةِ وَلَا بِالسُّكُونَ So it is not permissible, it is not valid to attribute Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala neither with motion nor with immobility. وَالْمَعْنِيُّ بِقَوْلِهِ وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ أَيْ أَثَرٌ مِنْ أَثَارِ قُدْرَتِهِ And what's meant by the aforementioned verse وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ is not that Allah Ta'ala will come. Rather, it means that a trace of the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will appear on the day of judgment. A great sign, that is a great sign of His power, that's what it means, will appear on that day.
وقد ثبت عن الإمام أحمد أنه قال في قوله تعالى وجاء ربك إنما جاءت قدرته رواه البيهقي في مناقب أحمد وقد مر ذكره
كل هذا تكلمنا عنه قبل And it is confirmed from Imam Ahmad that he interpreted this verse as we already mentioned. This was narrated from him by Al-Bayhaqi, among others, that is, in his book, Manaqib Ahmad, which means the merits of Al-Imam Ahmad. And this is something that was mentioned previously. All of that, we mentioned it before. عَقِيدَةُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُشَبِّهَةِ عَقِيدَةُ الزَّخِيفَةِ The belief of these people who liken Allah to the creation is very silly. Very silly. مرة كنت حكيت لكم قصة في الماضي أعيدها. I told you a story previously. I will mention it again. أناس ساكنون في هذا البلد أربعة أو خمسة جاءتهم منحة دراسية للدراسة في السعودية. Four or five people who were living in this country. They are not originally from the States, but they were living in the States. They got a scholarship to go and study in Saudiya in different specialties, in different branches. ليس دراسة الدين, not the religion. لكن فذهبوا so they went هناك ألقوا إليهم شيئا من عقائدهم يدخلون دراسة الدين هناك بزعمهم في الجامعة in the college in السعودية they teach what they call the religion also فالمدرس يوما دخل إليهم فقال لهم الله إذا مضى نصف الليل الأول الله ينزل من السماء من العرش إلى السماء الأولى. The teacher one day who taught religion according to them, religion of Islam according to them, he went into the class and he told them Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala descends after midnight from the arsh to the first sky. هؤلاء كان عندهم فطانة الله حفظهم. These people, Allah protected them. فقالوا له أليس نصف الليل يختلف من بلد إلى بلد؟ They asked him, isn't it that the mid of the night differs from one place to another? قال بلى. He said yes. قالوا له فإذا دخل نصف الليل هنا بعد لحظة يدخل في بلد آخر وبعد لحظة في بلد آخر وهكذا. They told him, when the mid of the night starts here, when it's midnight here, after one moment it's midnight in another place, and after one moment, another moment, it's midnight in a third place, and so on. أليس كذلك? Isn't it the case? He said yes. قال بلى. قالوا إذن على زعمك الله نازل طالع نازل طالع نازل طالع ما هذا? They told him, so according to your statement, Allah goes down and up, down and up, all the time He's going down and up, down and up. ما عرف ماذا يقول. He didn't know what to say. He got silent. بعد ذلك تركوا قالوا نحن لا نبقى هنا ورجعوا إلى هنا. After that they didn't stay there. They said we won't stay there. And then they came back to the States. يعني عقيدة سخيفة سخيفة سخيفة. Their belief is so silly. One of their great, they consider him a great sheikh. Al-Albani, did you ever hear about this name, Al-Albani? He was addressed to the same question by some of his followers. They told him, someone told us this and we didn't know what to answer. What would we say? So he answered, بعض أتباعه قالوا له بعض الناس قال لنا هذا الكلام ماذا نجيبه؟ قال هو بدبر حاله. So he said, he will manage. if this person is considered among the most bright, they consider him among the most intelligent among them. So what would be the situation of these people? Allah yarhamuna. Allah yarhamuna. Ala as-sama' al-ula shay' saghir 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 bi-nisbati lil-'arsh. As you know, the first sky is compared to Al-Arsh, it appears very, very, very minute in size. ثُمَّ السَّمَاءُ مَمْلُوءَ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then each sky is full with angels. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعُ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ فِيهِ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that there is not even an area of four fingers which does not have an angel. يعني there is not even an area of four fingers empty in the sky, in each sky. على زعم هؤلاء, according to these people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who fills Al-Arsh, gets very small to fit into the seventh sky, and even much, much more smaller to fit in this area which is less than four fingers, and then to fit into the second. What is that? Only a crazy person says that. على زعم هؤلاء الله تبارك وتعالى يتضاءل حتى يدخل السماء السابعة، بل يتضاءل كثيرا حتى يدخل هذه الفرجة التي هي أقل من 4 أصابع، يزاحم الملائكة. According to them, Allah squeezes the angels حتى يدخل إلى السماء السادسة ثم الخامسة ثم الأولى. من يقول هذا إلا مجنون؟ لولا المال من يتبعهم، لكنهم غطوا عورهم بالمال. In reality, it's because money that some people follow them. This is how it starts. Otherwise, who would follow such silly creed? But because of money, some people follow them, and then their hearts become hard and corrupted. طيب، corrupted as حاج علي said. الله يرحمنا. نعم، تفضلي. Yeah, it is more ugly than many of the statements of other people who went astray, of course, other blasphemers. Of course it is. طيب، تفسير معية الله المذكورة في القرآن. Now we'll move also, the author moved to talk about another متشابه verse. ومعنى قوله تعالى وهو معكم أينما كنتم الإحاطة بالعلم. The meaning of the fourth verse of Surah Al-Hadid وهو معكم أينما كنتم is not that Allah exists with you wherever you are. Rather, it means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows everything about you wherever you are. ولا يجوز أن يعتقد إنسان أن الله تعالى منبث في الأماكن كلها. It is not permissible for someone to believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is spread in the different places. كالهواء، هذا تشبيه لله بالهواء. This entails likening Allah to the air. The air spreads here and there. It is not permissible to attribute this to Allah. بعض جهلة المتصوف هكذا يقولون. Some ignorant people who claim to be Sufis, this is what they say. يقولون الله في كل مكان. They say Allah exists everywhere. مرة واحد منهم قال الله في كل مكان، فقال له آخر يعني هو في بيت الخلاء. هو فتح بابا هذا الباب. Once one of them said Allah exists everywhere, a person who was listening to him said, are you saying that Allah exists in the bathroom? He didn't know what to say. He opened this door by his false belief and statement. وأول من قال هذه المقالة رجل اسمه جهم بن صفوان. The first person who claimed to be a Muslim, whoever said this statement, is a person called Jahm, the son of Safwan. Jahm is the first person who said this statement. ثم المعتزلة أخذوها فقالوا بها. Then the معتزلة took this statement and said it. ثم جهلة المتصوفة أخذوها منهم. Then the false Sufis took it from them.
وتأتي المعية أيضا بمعنى النصرة والكلاءة، أحيانا مع تكون بمعنى النصرة المعية والكلاءة، كقوله تعالى إن الله مع الذين اتقوا، يعني الذين يتقون الله أي يخافون الله، الله تعالى ينصرهم، هذا معناه. فهنا المعية معناها النصرة والكلاءة، الكلاءة يعني الحفظ، النصرة والحفظ. Sometimes the term مع can bear the meaning of supporting and protecting. Like in the verse 128 of Surah An-Nahl, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا، which means Allah supports those who fear from Him. Who fear Him. Sorry. It does not mean Allah exists with the pious people. It means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala supports them. وَيَحْفَظُهُمْ وَرَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مِنَ الْإِسْتِرْسَالِ فِي الْمَعَاصِي، من أن ينقادوا للشيطان. Allah protects and Allah protects them from doing one sin after another, to be misguided by the devil. Allah protects them from that. هذا معناه. This is what it means. وليس معناه أن الله تعالى يوجد بقربهم أو يحل فيهم. It does not mean that Allah تبارك وتعالى exists next to them, or that Allah تبارك وتعالى dwells in them. فإذا قال قائل كيف ذلك ونحن نرى مؤمنين أتقياء في الدنيا يصابون ويؤذون من أعدائهم بل وقد يقتلون. If someone says how is that while we see pious people in this life that are hurt by their enemies and sometimes they might be even killed by their enemies. Sayyiduna Zakariya qatalahu al-kuffar. Our Prophet Zakariya was killed by the blasphemers. Sayyiduna Yahya qatalahu al-kuffar. Prophet Yahya was killed by the blasphemers. Ma ma'na al-aya izan? Then what would be the meaning of the verse? المؤمن التقي دائما هو المنصور من حيث المعنى، هو المنتصر ولو أوذي. The pious person is always he is always supported by Allah even if he got hurt. لأنه إما أن يكون أن يظهر أن يكون منتصرا في الدنيا، وإما أن يكون في الآخرة، وعلى كل حال هو في الآخرة تصيبه النصرة والكلاء، فمن حيث المعنى هو المنصور. The believer, if he, the pious person, if in this life he is protected from the harm of his enemy, then this is apparent that Allah supported him in this issue. If he is not, he will be rewarded for his patience, and in the hereafter he is supported by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and protected by him from the torture of hellfire. So really, he's the supported person.
ليس الذي في هذه الدنيا يظهر أياما قليلة ينسى نعيمها بعد ذلك كله. The supported one is not the one who has, let's say, a high position in this life for a few days that later he is going to forget anything about the happy times that he, the short happy times that he had in this life. This is not the one who's really supported by Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one who's really supported by Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who is supported in the hereafter. And the pious people are like that. طيب. الحفظ. الكلاءة يعني الحفظ. الله. وليس المعني بها أي بهذه الآية الحلول والاتصال. Of course, it is not meant with this verse, by this verse, that Allah تبارك وتعالى dwells in others or gets in contact with others. ويكفر من يعتقد ذلك. The one who believes that is not considered a Muslim. He would be considered a blasphemer. لأنه سبحانه وتعالى منزه عن الاتصال والانفصال بالمسافة. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى is clear of being in contact to anyone or being separated from anything. فلا يقال إنه متصل بالعالم ولا منفصل عنه بالمسافة. So it is not permissible to say that Allah is in contact with the universe. Connected, yani. Allah is not attributed to that He is connected to the universe, nor that He is disconnected from the universe. لأن هذه الأمور من صفات الحجم. Because these matters are among the attributes of the bodies of things that have volumes. والحجم هو الذي يقبل الأمرين. A volume accepts to be connected or disconnected. والله جل وعلا ليس بحادث. And Allah تبارك وتعالى is not created. يعني ليس حادثا كالأحجام. Allah is not a volume. He is not created like other volumes. وقد نفى ذلك عن نفسه بقوله ليس كمثله شيء. Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned in the Quran that He is clear of all of that by the saying ليس كمثله شيء. فليس ربنا تبارك وتعالى حجما كثيفا ولا حجما لطيفا. لا هو حجم كثيف كالإنسان والحجر والشجر, ولا هو حجم لطيف كالهواء والجن والملائكة. The human being, so Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a palpable volume or body, and is not a non-palpable body or volume. Allah is not a thick volume nor a thin volume. Allah is not like the human being, the stone, the trees. And Allah Ta'ala is not like the air, is not like the jinn, is not like the angels. Allah does not resemble anybody. وَلَا يُوصَفُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْكِبَرِ حَجْمًا. And it is not permissible to attribute Allah تبارك وتعالى by having a large volume. وَلَا بِالصِّغَرِ, nor a small volume.
ولا بالطول ولا بالقصر. No of being tall and or short. لأنه سبحانه مخالف للحوادث, because Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation. ويجب طرد كل فكرة عن الأذهان تفضي أي تؤدي إلى تقدير الله تعالى وتحديده. يجب أن يطرد الإنسان من ذهنه أي خاطر فيه تقدير الله, أي وصف الله بالمقدار, أو تحديد الله, أي وصف الله بالحد والنهاية. It is obligatory not to follow any thought that comes to one's mind that leads to attribute Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with quantities or with limits. ولذلك ينهى علماء المسلمين عن التفكر في ذات الله. And this is why the Muslim scholars always said, do not think about, do not try to imagine the self of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن كل ما تتخيله ببالك فهو مخلوق. Because everything that you imagine is created. الإنسان منا لا يتخيل إلا شيئا مخلوقا. That anyone among us does not imagine except something created. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام روي عنه أنه قال لا فكرة في الرب. This was narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said لا فكرة في الرب, which means do not try to imagine Allah تبارك وتعالى. وروي مثل ذلك عن سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق. A similar matter was narrated from our master Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. فإنه قال والبحث عن ذاته كفر وإشراك. It is narrated from him that he said that the one who tries to imagine Allah تبارك وتعالى, to conceive Allah by the imagination, falls into blasphemy. وروي مثل ذلك عمن جاء بعدهم من علماء المسلمين. Similar statements were narrated from the Muslim scholars who came after that. وذلك لأن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يشبه المخلوقات, because Allah does not resemble the creation. وما كان لا يشبه المخلوقات لا يتخيل. And what does not, the one who does not resemble the creation cannot be conceived by the imagination, cannot be imagined. مشاء الله نقف هنا لتستقى. والله أعلم. اللهم أزبست. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. Please, if you have questions, go ahead. نعم تفضل أبو صالح. أمين وفيك. هذا مجاز الحذف. صحيح. صدق. هذا مجاز الحذف. يعني كان أصل الكلام جاء أمر ربك, أمر مضاف وربك مضاف إليه, فحذفت كلمة أمر, حذف المضاف وبقي المضاف إليه. هذا مثل قوله تعالى واسأل القرية. الأصل واسأل أهل القرية, حذف لفظ أهل الذي هو مضاف
وبقي لفظ القرية الذي هو مضاف إليه، هذا يقال له مجاز الحذف. نعم صحيح. يقال هنا إيش أبو العز؟ يقدر هذا ويقدر هذا، كلاهما ورد. واحد من أهل الضلال كان في العصر الأموي، جهم بن صفوان. This misguided person lived during the Umayyad rulership. During the Umayyad rulership. بلى. هذا جواب الحاجة إلهام. بلى. صحيح. المقدار معناه الكمية، هذا معناه. فالكمية أحيانا هي الحجم من الكمية، صحيح، والوزن من الكمية. وبكم هذه مقالتهم عادي، بينهم منتشر هذا اللفظ، وإن كانوا يحملونه على محمل غير التجسيم لكن هو باطل. ها؟ واسألي القرية. لا أدري. أسهل القدرة المخلوق. نعم. ما عم بسمع يا نبيل؟ لأنه لا أسر القدرة يعني. تفضل عبد الرحيم. النبي قاله، ما سمعت مضبوط، بس مشهور معروف هذا الحديث صحيح بلا شك. لا لا يؤولونه. If the language accepts that, if it is valid in the language to say, يعني if it is valid in the language for that statement to mean may Allah protect you, then you can say it. No problem. Only what?
Oh. Omar, you need to repeat.
Of course, only a crazy person that is similar to a crazy that says that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's what it means. Similar to a crazy. What's the relation between intellectually intellectually you have three issues here. Intellectually it is impossible, it is to attribute intellectually it is impossible for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be attributed with movement in the first place. One. Two, all the Muslims know that this is not the attribute of Allah to go up and down, up and down. Three, this contradicts what they claim that Allah is above the throne, above Al-Arsh. So that's why only a crazy person would say that. That's why. As for the water springing from between the fingers of the Prophet والسلام, it does not, there is no intellectual impossibility in that, and nothing that contradicts the religion, and nothing that contradicts what all the Muslims know. And so what do you want to yani? It does not. But now it is clear that it does not, isn't it? It does not. This issue that they say is intellectually impossible. Springing of the spring of the water from between the fingers of the Prophet is not intellectually impossible. Otherwise, what would be a miracle if it is not something extraordinary? What a miracle would be? But it is not intellectually impossible. MashaAllah. Let me just check this question. Okay, inshallah, for this question, this subject, we are going to discuss it in the coming sessions, inshallah. Yani, I think we will get there today, inshallah. So we will discuss about this question, inshallah ta'ala, in the coming sessions. Barakallahu feekum. Nuhallil.